bratnickels.com.
Become a patron to listen to every episode.
It's not a simulation. It's real and it's wrong, and we all need to leave.
We live in a simulation. Oh, holy fuck, man. You see what's going on with Clarissa? And Tommy? Tommy with a H? T-H-O-M-M-Y-E-I? Dude, we live in a simulation. Trump. Fucking Trump. We're simulation. Elon. Simulation. Fuck. Dude. Joe Biden. Losing his mind. We're in simulation.
It's really popular nowadays for people to think we're in a simulation. And I want to tell all those people who think we're in a simulation, no, we're not. We're not in a simulation. It's all real. And it's horrible. And it's terrifying. And as I said in the beginning of this, we all need to leave. Let's get out of this fucking place. Let's leave reality. Because it is fucking just an awful thing. But it's not a simulation. It's not a simulation. No, it's not a simulation. I have direct communication to the all, the entire, the mega existence, everything, you know? I am in tune with it, and I know that, in fact, the universe we are in is the one and only, baby. This is it. And I know that because I created it all. You ungrateful people. I created all of this for you. And then you're like, oh, wow, it's not real. I bet it's just a computer game. Woo. Fucking hell. You know how hard I worked in all of this? It wasn't easy. I mean, I had to this out of nothing. There was nothing here. And I bet you don't even know what nothing is. Can't even comprehend it. Ooh, can't comprehend nothing. Well, nothing used to exist. All right, it doesn't anymore because I created everything. I created you and then you're coming around like, ha, it's just a video game. It's just some stupid video game from some other advanced civilization, and we're just, you know, in some kind of bubble in some room, and this isn't the real world. It's, you know, a civilization from the real world created us, created this universe. Ah, the disrespect of these disrespectful people. We're not in a simulation. Okay? We're not in a simulation. Or maybe we are. Let's go down this road if we are. Alright. If we are. Maybe we are. But even if we do live in a simulation, if this is a simulation, it's just a bit annoying for everyone, not everyone, but mostly, I don't know, 18 to 45 year olds, white men as well, usually it's white men, going around, putting their arms up in the air, both of them, with their palms facing out, and then shaking them back and forth, and then shaking their head a bit and going, whoa, we live in a simulation. It's just annoying. Like, yes, it is possible we live in a simulation. It is possible that this reality was constructed, was programmed, was built up by a real universe, real existence, you know, a real civilization out there, and we are just advanced sims. And it's also possible that they are also built by another existence's civilization, and, you know, keep going, keep going, keep going. It's possible. It's a theory that could be true. But it's just a bit boring, to be honest with you, to hear everyone, not everyone again, not everyone, but a lot of people just keep going on about, oh, we live in a simulation, it's a simulation. Anything that just slightly weird, whenever that, like, a slightly weird thing happens, like, slightly odd. It's a bit odd, slightly weird. When something like that happens, everyone just jumps to, wow, it's a simulation. Or maybe it's the real world, and the real world is just fucked up. Have you ever considered that? Have you ever considered that perhaps the real world, maybe this is the real world, and it's just a bit fucked up? It might be a simulation, but hey, even if it was a simulation, there's probably no one controlling every single aspect of it and writing a script for it. It's probably just things that would happen on a substrate anyway, in the real, real, real world anyway. Weird things happen. People also, they like to make it seem like the past was kind of like more normal. And now there's glitches in the simulation. The simulation is going all crazy. It's fucking, it's bugging out. Bugging out, bugging out, bugging out, bugging out. It's about to explode. We're about to be, you know, taken out by the fucking people who created it. But the past was a lot more fucking crazy than today's world. People chopping off babies' heads and throwing them about to happy crowds of people. World wars. The entire world going to war. And then, oh, let's go again. Pirates. Real pirates used to exist. Like the real kind of pirates, they used to exist. Yeah, that was a thing for a while. And supposedly, we landed on the moon as well. Lots of crazy shit happening in the past. Those were just a few examples. But no, it's now. It's now. Now is the crazy time. Yeah, because of, you know, Donald Trump became president. Ooh, simulation. People need greater imaginations, to be honest with you. People with limited imaginations think when slightly different things happen that aren't kind of within a certain norm that they've experienced within the last 17 months of their life. When, ooh, something weird happens, that somehow it's not just the world being the world, it's a fucking simulation. It's the puppet masters controlling us all. Or perhaps it's glitches in the Matrix. We're all in a Matrix. Fucking Matrix. The simulation is a Matrix. And the glitches are going on. Fucking glitches. Grow up. I'm not going to talk about the theorists, the people who really push this thing, the simulation theory, like the intellectual types who go around and talk about it, because to be honest with you, they're very boring and I don't find them too intelligent. I think they're kind of mildly smart. I don't think they've got much really going on up there in the dome, in the head, in their brain. Just kind of a bit pissy weak. They're a bit piss weak when it comes to their theories. And one of the reasons why is because they get stuck on like one specific part of or simulation theory. You know, if you're talking like broadly, like this could be a simulation, and look, the odds are it's a simulation, and I have no idea what kind of simulation. I don't know how it works. I don't know like the mechanisms, and I don't know why. But it's more likely than not that this existence, everything we see around us, this universe, is just a simulated version, and it has been created by something else. You know, that's possible. Okay, but these theorists, they like to kind of try and, you know, go in deep and really construct a very specific theory. And one of the prominent ones is this ancestor simulation theory, where beings who are us, they make simulations of themselves at an earlier point in their existence. Why? I mean, like, yeah, you could, but why just focus on that? Like, that could be one of the simulations, things that's happening, you know? That could be one of the things that's happening with these simulations. But also, it could just be, like, the way we draw cartoons, and we create 3D, cartoony fucking movies with green screens and all this stuff. Special effects and different kind of worlds, imagined worlds. Why can't it be completely new and made up, original? So it's one of the things that annoys me. It's just one of the things that annoys me about this is that they kind of go into simulation theory and they say, yes, look, simulation theory, blah, blah, blah. And I agree with all that stuff. It could be a simulation. That is one thing that could be going on here with our existence. But it doesn't have to be a fucking ancestor simulation. You don't have to then go further and try and explain the details, all right? Stop at it's more likely than not. The odds are in the favor of it being a simulated reality. Just stop there, please. Because then you ruin your fucking argument by trying to get too specific about it, all right? And that's why these people just aren't as smart as what other people try and make them out to be. You know, if you got a guy in glasses who looks socially awkward and who speaks in an accent, then people are going to think that person is a lot smarter than they are. And if they've got, you know, degrees from certain universities and they, you know, are connected to certain institutions, then people are going to, oh yeah, very, very, very smart. But, yeah. The theorists on this that I've looked into, they're mildly smart. They are kind of a bit piss weak, to be honest with you. A bit piss weak. Their minds are a bit watered down. A bit slushy, shall we say. Yeah. One of the things that I think is seductive about simulation theory is that it kind of takes away your responsibility for your own life. Anything that basically says, hey, none of this matters, none of this is real anyway, just go do what the fuck you want. Just go sit on the couch and eat potato chips. Eat some chips made of potatoes. And watch TV, and play on your phone, and jerk off four times a day, maybe five. and cover yourself with fucking burger grease. And stuff ice cream down your throat and don't move around. And just, you know, that's your life. It takes away responsibility for yourself, you know? And I think people like that. I think people like excuses. So, like, whether this existence is a simulation or not, it doesn't fucking matter. Because we're here in it. And you don't have to get upset about that or be happy about that or even care about that. You don't have to care that that's a possibility because, yes, it's a possibility. Oh, well. Doesn't fucking change anything, really, does it? What are you going to... Are you going to go and you're going to find some way into the real existence, you know? You're going to get through all of these games, all of these simulations, and you're going to find your way to the beginning of it all. The real thing that's going on. You're going to find it. And then what are you going to do? You're not going to be happy. You're not going to be fulfilled. Because in this real existence, there will be no meaning. There will be no happiness. There will be no fulfillment. No. It'll just be a different kind of variation of this fucking bullshit. And it might be better, it might be worse, but who cares? And I guess there's like a larger point to be made on this. It's like, if there is like an ultimate meaning of everything, then I don't fucking care. I didn't sign up for this bullshit. I was just, you know, constructed in whatever way I was constructed in, whether it was random or whether it was controlled. But I didn't fucking sign up for this bullshit. I don't care if there's like an ultimate meaning. Whatever the ultimate meaning is, you know, like if it is something like, I don't know, like, because we can't even imagine, can we? You know, but let's just say it's like something infinitely more spectacular and special and more meaningful than love. If that's the thing, then honestly, fuck that thing. I'm going against that meaning. I don't care. And that's the attitude I would have. I really would. Like, if someone, like... Honestly, that's the attitude I would have. Like, if someone figured it out, or if an aliens came down and kind of said, hey, this is the meaning of everything, or if I figured it out, I would still feel like, I don't fucking care. You know what? I'm gonna be, not even go against it. I'm not even gonna go against it. I'm gonna be indifferent to it, all right? I'm gonna go make a sandwich, and I'm gonna go and I'm gonna drink some protein, some shake, some protein shake, and I'm gonna work out, and then I'm gonna go do a podcast, and I'm gonna talk about how bullshit the meaning of everything is. Simulation theory. Look, we just got to get over this thing, all right? It's a bit boring. It's just been happening a bit too much. And I think it's something that will kind of keep coming up now. Now that the idea is kind of out there and it's kind of taken on a life of its own. Don't even know what that means. Taken on a life of its own. That's retarded. Yeah, it's retarded. And I can say the word retarded because I myself am retarded. So go fuck yourself. If you think, oh, you shouldn't say retarded. Actually, yeah, I should. Because I am retarded. And I can say that. Because retarded people can say they are retarded. And they can also say other people are retarded. It's my fucking right as a retarded person. Yeah, We just got to stop with the simulation theory. Too much. Too much. Too many people talking about being in a simulation. It's not funny anymore. It's not cute. It's not cool. It's not different. It's just boring. Yeah, so I hope that ends. I hope it ends. I hope people stop saying that so much. Oh, we're in a simulation. I mean, I myself probably said it like once or twice. Like in the very beginning, I was like, yeah. And then I realized, like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, no, I don't think it's a simulation. And even if it is, I don't care. I don't fucking care that it's a simulation. And it's a dumb way to express yourself, you know? Express your surprise in something. Express that something is a bit weird or a bit strange or a bit odd. It's not a good expression, not a great way to get that point across. I think it makes you look like a bit of a dumb person, a bit of a dum-dum at this point. I would like to create a simulation of my own, and I think that's a fantasy that a lot of people have. And it is a fantasy, of course it's a fantasy. I mean, it's not a dream, is it? A dream is something that you can work towards and you can realize that you can kind of, you can get. Something that you can hold and can become real. Become you. Make your dreams come true. But a fantasy is just something, you know, that you just fantasize about, isn't it? And creating my own simulation is one of those fantasies. But fuck, it would be so great.
Dick Smeller.
Alright, that's it. Fucking simulation theory. I'm done today.